Hello, you listen to Verum Sports on your Saturday. Of course you are. This is Tony Rice, and we've got the incomparable Chris Hitch, the head coach, one of the star players. You could almost consider him director of baseball as well, for the soon-to-be soaring into Europe Hertfordshire Falcons. Welcome, as always, to Verum Sports. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you, Tony, and thank you, listeners. Doing quite well.
Hey, top man, good stuff. Well, we mentioned, obviously, last time we chatted, tricky start to the season, but I loved your baking analogy, Chris, and ultimately a reminder to us all that any culture, any commitment to a project is going to have its blips and its ups and its downs. And sometimes you just have to realise that you've got to recommit to process-orientated action focus, inch by the proverbial inch. How did that connect and resonate with the players?
Well, it's as you said, that's really important, and it is difficult to deliver that message when you have adversities like the current situation, which is a record, as you know. We have had 4 losses in the last game in the last 3 weeks. And we haven't played too badly, but the scores don't reflect how we have played. So it is difficult, but I think if you keep expressing and believing in the process, as we spoke last week, good results will happen. And I will take this example because it's right out of the oven, and I think it will resonate with a lot of English fans, is that what Liverpool did this past Tuesday, where, you know, they play a certain way. Klopp has put a philosophy in place and they don't deviate, and although they look like they were done, they pulled a miracle. But that is basically the results of a long, arduous process and all the players believing in that. And you could see at the end that everybody really believed in and still believes in Klopp's philosophy. And that analogy is the same of what we're trying to do at Hearts Baseball Club.
You know, it's such a powerful sporting reference there. I'm sure we'll resonate with lots of people. I'm sure we'll connect to some of your stars. One of the things that I loved about that particular illustration was actually the winning goal, because the presence and the wherewithal, the presence of mind in the heat of the moment to take the corner quick and then to react and to execute that, and to utilise Klopp's term, to have the cheekiness elements. Again, all of these aspects, they factor into the culture that you instill, which is obviously at its core, yeah, we're supremely professional, yeah, we're process-driven, committed to this big goal, but we're family-orientated too. And I can imagine that quality of cool under pressure, and again, to use that very word, cheekiness, is going to be something also, maybe another X factor that will be part of your upward swing, shall we say.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And that cheekiness, I think, is from the idea that in their case, they're professionals. In our case, we're not professionals, but we, all the players commit, and therefore the families commit to long Sundays, and for the most weekends in the summer, so for a long period of time. You're sacrificing yourself for the sport, for the game, for the club. And if you're not having fun and you're not treating it like it's just there for the fun, for the enjoyment of the sports, you will get into trouble no matter at what level you play. So with that fun, with that idea of just going out there and enjoying yourself, comes that cheekiness, and as you said, so that is also part of the philosophy, and that's why Hearts Baseball Club instill the idea of having fun in a family-oriented club.
And that has been something that has really come through very powerfully. And again, just as a reminder to everybody, if you're new, to the Hertfordshire Falcons. A few short weeks, months, soaring off to Bulgaria to play in Europe. The reason being that they're absolutely well ahead of a four-year project curve. So let's not lose context of that. But all of that being said, I guess we talk about momentum in sport. Goodness me, if you could bottle it, you make yourself billions. It's such a rare quality, and it goes both ways. How important in this next doubleheader coming up against a very powerful London Falcons, London Capitals outfit visiting you guys on the 12th of May, is it to get that first win of the season?
Well, I think it's you don't want to say it is extremely important, but I do believe it's a very, very important two games, because two victories put us right back to the contention. It will boost morale, because we can talk all about the process, and I think the players have believed and seen it thanks to our performance last year. But you start losing confidence if you're losing too many games. So it is really important that we go tomorrow to do our best play. And I think it is very important, but I think the players are prepared to be fully concentrated and have 100% into the game and get those two victories.
One thing I wanted to touch upon, because, you know, it's not just the Falcons. Again, there is this whole culture of success that you are overseeing, right down to grassroots level. And fascinating to hear this season, for the first time, I think, it's sort of a Triple A team. One of the guys that seemed to be really starting with aplomb is the team there at the Hawks, really starting powerfully. What have you learned? What have you been listening to? And could some of those players become maybe an X factor in the Falcons' efforts this campaign?
Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right. The Hawks have done really, really well so far this season. I believe they've won every single game. Actually, our AAA team has done also quite well. So that shows that, once again, the Falcons are struggling, but the whole club is improving. It is getting better, and that's what we want to see as an organization. And definitely, we are looking at some players that can move up at both levels, AAA and AA. It makes my job, I guess, a little bit more difficult, because I need to make some time, potentially, some tough decisions in terms of deciding to move players down and bring some players up.
But that was ultimately what it was seemed to be all about, giving players game time. If players are on form, then clearly they've earned the right to don the Falcons jersey. And again, whilst the family core, that's never going to be lost. But when you are competing for your places amongst your fellow teams, then that's always, you know, over time, going to be a healthy place to be.
Absolutely right. I think that improves everyone, because when there is competition, you push yourself harder, and that's the idea of great teams, great organizations, that as long as it's done in a friendly way and you respect each other, when you start pushing each other, everyone gets better, basically. So that's the idea, and I think we're seeing some of that.
Well, look, I tell you what, I'm coming back to the Falcons. Again, super excited to follow you all season, as very soon we do soar into Europe, Bulgaria, bringing on, and the London Mets come to Grove Hill Park this weekend. Would encourage people to get down to familiarise yourself with this great sporting institution in our region, and indeed get to know Chris and the guys. Show your support. Chris, again, love your culture, love your process-driven thinking. Tell us all more about, other than that, just rock up and enjoy. Where online can we learn more about you guys?
Oh, the easiest way is to go to our website, which is heartsbaseball.com. Or you can put Hearts Baseball on Google and we should be at the top of the search. Alternatively, always through social media. If you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, our handle is Hearts Baseball, or we have Twitter handle for each of our clubs. That's the easiest way. Send us an email or a tweet, and we will be answering very shortly. I will just say, alternatively, tomorrow, Sunday, we have two games at our home field. Both the Falcons, as you said, are playing against the London Capitals. You said Mets, but it's easily confusable. And then AAA, our London Falconers, are playing also at Grove Hill against Oxford Knights. So, again, that's at Grove Hill Ballpark.
Get involved. Find them online. Find them on social media. Rock up to the marvellous Grenville Ballpark and show your support. Hearts Baseball soaring into Europe. Chris Hitch leading the way. Always a pleasure to chat to you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you to you too, Tony.